Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz fall for the fourth time this year, the third time in four games overall, to the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, 98-89. Defense was great. Offense was not. We'll talk about it next on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 600 South and 20th East. Stop by, get all the great meats in the back, enjoy the family environment. You don't have the young high school kids carry your...
No.
You're not that. You don't need that. I always love when I see that, though.
Right.
Like, when the high school kids are, like, carrying out the bags for the elderly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you probably need that.
I wouldn't need that, no. It's not that far anyway.
Our offense
needs... It's not that far from the car.
No, it's not. It's not. Our offense needed a little assistance tonight. Ron, what do you think happened?
Well, it just same thing we run against when we played Oklahoma City all the time anyway. They're a very good defensive team, and I think, you know, Adams is a key to them, but I just really think their perimeter defense is awfully good. I mean, Westbrook blows things up. Paul George, one of the best in the league, he blows things up. And the Jazz struggle. I mean, they just struggle scoring, but you're still talking about one of the better defensive teams in the league. The problem was, you know, who's going to score and who had the better athletes in order to get it done.
So, we love Donovan.
Yes.
He's incredible.
Absolutely.
He is not a very good pick and roll player yet.
No, he's not.
And so when he's your point guard, that part of the offense falls apart a little bit.
Yes.
The data shows that he's not that great at it yet. So more than anything else, coaches will tell you about reads. I'm just telling you the data. And that was really obvious tonight, that they missed having a point guard, running the pick and roll, creating things for other people.
Yeah. And you know, coming out of college, I mean, now you see more of it. And I mean, you know, I haven't watched a lot of college game, but the few that I've watched, you see a lot of more pick and rolls offense now than we've ever seen before. And so some players, like, how about Trey from Atlanta? He seems to be ready as far as, you know, how to run a pick and roll. And Donovan's just not there yet. He's going to have to learn it, though, David. I mean, he's going to have to be a guy that can play the point, because sooner or later, with his size, other teams are going to start to take advantage of it. And I think that's going to – should be his position going forward, maybe, if not next year, maybe a year after next.
What's interesting is the Jazz in the last meeting had a great offensive game. Mm-hmm. A 114 rating offensively. In the game against them on December 22nd, they had a 102 offensive rating. In the game December 10th, they had a 106 offensive rating. Earlier this year, they had a little bit of a tougher game in the first matchup. But had the Jazz had any of those three offensive games, they win tonight. Because the defense was great.
The defensive game plan was perfect. They accomplished exactly what they wanted. With Paul George, you know, that was an emphasis this morning on what they wanted to do with him, strictly because of the games and the scoring that Paul George have had against the Jazz. They took advantage of that. Make other guys beat us. Schroeder comes in, and you know, he gets the job done. Westbrook is Westbrook. He's going to have very poor shooting nights, but other things that he does for his team out there on the floor always shows up.
Dennis Schroeder, 24 points, had been just awful for the last 10 games.
It's amazing. You read stats like that, and you count on him being just as awful when you play them. And how often does it happen?
Well, Paul George was just as awful as he has been, so he was 2 of 8. So yeah, we got that, one of the two, I guess.
And you find yourself playing Glendale. And
and shooting his 92.
I'm sorry, Glendale. You just get healthy, you know, sometimes. And you know, they needed – I thought they needed Schroeder. And Jazz wanted someone to beat him other than Paul George, and it happened. Schroeder beat him.
The offense had a sequence. Donovan got fouled twice on drives, so they didn't count as shots. But from the 7:34 mark to about the 14-second mark of the late second quarter, the Jazz took 11 straight three-point shots as their only shot attempts. What happened in that stretch?
You know, and again, the three-point shots that we took tonight, I wasn't disappointed with those, strictly because that's what we've been doing and doing well. You know, anytime you find yourself knocking down over 10 three-point shots a ball game for how many consecutive games? But then, you know, it's a plus, you know, regardless of how many you take. So they didn't make those. and they start making a few of them late in their second half. And, you know, it is what it is, you know. So what do you do?
All right, so one of our listeners said it's about time to realize the Jazz have only one star and the others are good or below average players.
We knew that.
But I don't know who the one star is because I think it's Rudy. So I think they have two stars. One of them is in his second year in the league, who was not a go-to guy until his final 12 games of college. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned this before. It's kind of a funny lock stat, but I think it has great relevance. In the last 30 years, teams that have a guard in their second year, guard or wing, in their second year as their leading scorer and only scorer, we don't have a second scorer. Mm-hmm. LeBron James won 44 games, Vince Carter won 41, Derrick Rose won 40, and Carmelo won 47. All of those guys are going to the Hall of Fame. Anybody else who had success in their second year? Dame Lillard had LaMarcus Aldridge. Dwayne Wade had Shaq. What we're asking out of Donovan has never yielded more than 47 wins in a given season. And that was by the third pick, Carmelo, who would have been the first pick in any draft that didn't also have LeBron.
That's amazing when you look at it that way. And you look at the makeup of this basketball team, who the team is geared, or it's the offense and defense is not built for a Westbrook. It's built for a player teams without total superstars. I guess we can put it that way. It's very hard to, you know, to say why the Jazz struggle, other than the fact that this is a team that is built to collectively get it done and not just by, you know, one player.
Brandon Whiteside says other teams dictate our offense.
Yes.
There's two interesting comments to this. Mm-hmm. One is, I think that's true for every team but the Warriors and maybe the Rockets. And his point is it forces us into 43 threes. Actually, that is totally insightful and true, that the teams that defenses can take away the rim, but they probably can't take away threes. So, yes, you're absolutely right. If a team decides they want to take away the rim, then we'll shoot threes because that's what you can do. But you can't take away. It's almost impossible to just decide you're not going to let teams shoot threes.
Okay, so you look at the way the Jazz was defended tonight and who the Thunder – I mean, the Jazz put together a game plan. We're going to make someone else beat us other than Paul George. What did they think they put their game plan was?
Somebody other than Donovan, but no one's – Joe Ingles and Kyle Korver aren't going to get going.
Can't do it unless, you know, it's just – their game plan worked. Our game plan worked there as well, but we don't have the total package like Thunder had.
That wraps us. We'll see. Schedule gets super soft now, but we'll see whether we can do anything with it. Otherwise, seems like it's going to be hard to exceed the sixth seed in the Western Conference playoffs.
We're saying super soft. How about just soft? You know, because right now
Phoenix has beat Milwaukee and Golden State in the last week. It ain't super soft. See ya.